Hey, this is Jilly Woodhouse on the Osteo Business Podcast, talking all things osteo business. Here's Jilly Woodhouse, an author, speaker, award-winning business coach, and passionate advocate of osteopathy.
After over 10 years of supporting around 1,000 clinic owners, I've noticed that there are certain traits or strategies which I can spot again and again in those who are the happiest with their practice. Let's take a sneak peek into the day-to-day operations of highly effective clinics and discover the behind-the-scenes secrets that contribute to a clinic's overall success. 1. Time. The clinic owner always has time set aside every week to work on the business, not just in the business. This way, they can ring fence their time, plan ahead, and avoid overwhelm and burnout, which in my experience is quite prevalent in the profession. The result is a happy and calm principle. Additionally, they identify what I call 10-pound tasks, those small tasks that add up to a monumental to-do list and actually are distracting and get in the way of the more crucial tasks which will actually shift the business forward. So these 10-pound tasks, they could be delegated to team members or outsourced to a personal assistant, which keeps the principal's attention on the strategic work, which cannot be done by anyone else. 2, marketing. This is always planned ahead and scheduled in advance to save time. They may use our social media solutions, done for you content, which you can find out about by messaging me, create their own content, or use a mixture of the two, which would be my recommendation, because we do need to see content from you, which showcases who you are and how you help people. So, each team member and modality is thoroughly promoted in order for potential new patients to find out about who would be the best team member to help them and their particular problem. Because sometimes I see on websites the people and the team are all kind of modelled up on the page, and it's actually really confusing to know who we should choose. Why would we choose this person who does massage over that person that's an osteopath? It's not always clear. 3, focus. The owner has a clear plan of what they want to achieve and by when. They know exactly what their mission, vision, values, and goals are for the next 10, 5, and 1 year ahead. Their focus remains constant as they diarize tasks in order to get things done, which will keep the needle moving towards their success. This means that they will be highly likely to reach their 10-year goal ahead of time. Imagine that. 4, batch working. Working on one thing at a time, such as creating and scheduling a newsletter with interesting content, means that the principal can get into the groove and work efficiently. Flip-flopping between multiple tasks leaves them feeling discombobulated, so they refrain from that. So taking time out and batch working, perhaps recording a number of videos at the same time, is another example of that. 5, leadership. Bringing the team together with a shared vision as to where the clinic is going, what the goals are, and how vital each team member is in achieving them really does help. This, along with gratitude and praise, ignites their enthusiasm and loyalty, which is absolutely paramount right now. Keeping the team motivated, offering useful CPD sessions and social events brings the desired outcome for all. So, when a clinic owner slows down from treating so much, they can focus on the business and actually accelerate their growth. Allowing this space into their working week means that they can create more revenue rather than less.
Thanks for listening to the Osteo Business Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all Jilly's channels, which can be found in the show notes. Jilly's back soon with more tips, ideas, and strategies to build your thriving practice.